Please be seated. Throughout the Gospels, we see and hear about Jesus actively ministering to his people. Actually, the second chapter of Mark has a series of five episodes that depict a growing crescendo of hostility toward Jesus. And by the end of the second chapter of Mark, his opponents confront him face to face over his violations of the law, especially of the Sabbath law. Tradition had 39 additional laws to protect the third commandment, and so safeguard Sabbath observance. Mark presents a Jesus who displays a radical disregard for this scheme. He makes no attempt to soften or defend his conduct, nor does he offer any excuse for his disciples picking grain on the Sabbath. Jesus silences the criticism of the Pharisees, who cannot deny that the real point that exceptions to the law have been made for the sake of human need. In the first episode, Jesus declares the Son of Man Lord of the Sabbath. And Jesus' point is very clear. God intended the Sabbath to benefit Israel in contrast to the restrictive conditions and traditions of Mark's Pharisees. One does wonder about the Pharisees being in the field on the Sabbath. Were they carefully counting their steps, or had the desire to destroy Jesus' credibility got the best of them? It is at this point the message of today's gospel comes into focus. Yes, God is awe-inspiring and other, but God is not uncaring and unreasonable. We, however, in our misplaced zeal, try to turn these attitudes into a seeming uncaringness and unreasonableness to make religion a demand for the unquestioning surrender to sometimes unreal demands. Jesus flatly and totally rejects such a concept of religion. By his radical resistance to being manipulated by human laws, human misinterpretations of God's will for humankind, he signs his own death warrant, as the final episode clearly reveals. At the very beginning of the third chapter of Mark, Jesus is described as having bested his learned adversaries five times. The case of the man with the withered hand looks like a prearranged trap, one last attempt to discredit Jesus' religious credibility. They watched to see if he would cure. Jesus asks the question, and his opponents refuse to answer because any answer would condemn them. Of course, it is lawful to do good rather than evil on the Sabbath. Of course, it is preferable to save a life rather than to destroy it. But to admit that would be to justify the cure that follows. Jesus was disappointed, was angered, and grieved at their refusal to get caught in his trap, to admit the short-sightedness of their understanding of religion, angered because of the devastating impact their teaching had on many, grieved because he longed for them to know the liberating reality of true religion. Unfortunately, their hardness of heart prevented them from understanding, let alone experiencing the God he called Abba, Father. And Mark concludes this series of hostile encounters with a puzzling summary statement. He says, "The Pharisees went out and immediately took counsel with the Herodians against Jesus to put him to death." In fact, the verbal exchanges have scarcely been such as to have them wish him dead. But Mark's storytelling technique required his planting a clue for the hearers as to how Jesus' life would end. This gospel passage poses some questions for us. Questions about law and grace. How open are we to radical change, radical reinterpretations of accepted traditions? There are troubling elements in our parishes, in our dioceses, in our churches that can be brought to mind in our gospel today. Sincere, well-meaning folk would lay burdens on us in the name of religion, burdens never intended by God. Do we cling to outmoded laws and traditions? Or are we open to the liberating, if radical, word of God? Religion said to the man with the withered hand, "You must be a sinner because your withered hand is a sign of God's judgment, God's punishment." But Jesus' message differed radically. He said, "The Sabbath is a day for rejoicing in the Lord. What better way to celebrate it than to lift this burden from you, to restore your self-esteem, for you are God's child, God's creation, and you are loved." Yes, Jesus could have waited one more day and cured on a weekday. But central to this cure is the affirmation of this man's essential goodness and God's will not to prolong suffering needlessly. With what radical change would Jesus challenge us, as individuals, as parish, as diocese? Do we too readily write off others as sinners? The homeless, the prostitutes, people with addictions? Would we risk our credibility, our reputation, by associating with those whom society tends to reject? Is Jesus calling for a radical change in our church and societal structures? We will never know until we learn to listen, to open our hearts, our understanding, to his voice, and so welcome the message, the experience of encounter that will surely come. Amen.